Well, on our show today, I play the parts of all of the characters that you'll hear, with the exception of some minor editing that we do to help with our production. We don't use any overdubbing or multi-tracking or any other production tricks, and our entire show is recorded in real time, that is, as it's happening. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
That's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California right now.
Let me get up.
Saturday morning.
Yes. Hey, hello everybody, Phil Hendry, and welcome. We're back here from our time there.
You're back from doing your TV work, huh?
Back from doing the old television stuff. So we're very, very grateful to be back with y'all. And with me, of course, is Bud Dickman. Thanks, Bud, for
not a problem.
And Margaret Gray.
And hello, and we have quite a few things to talk about today, including something that I tweeted over the week, over the course of the last few days. I know all about Bobby Dooley and her opinion.
Well, Bobby Dooley has requested some airtime.
Yeah, I heard about that, and I, you know what, Phil?
Why don't you let him announce the show?
Well, I'm not stopping him.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, General, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you.
And Robert, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, but I'm
Well, Robert, I will make the announcement, not you.
By the way, that's a new one from
That Tech 9 called a hood go crazy, and he got 2 Chainz and everything.
I love this kid, this 2 Chainz. You know.
I think that is very bizarre.
What is?
The fact that you've singled out this one hip-hop.
Hey, I have the kid 2 Chainz. I like it.
He likes the fact that he yells out 2 Chainz.
Yeah, what about it?
What do you mean, what about it? I think it's very strange, that's all.
Well, you know what, Margaret? I think you're pretty strange with some of the things that you like.
For instance?
Well,
all right, can we maybe not discuss that right now?
No. For instance?
I think that you talking about all that clown... What is that music, you know, the thing you were singing before the show went on?
Yeah, just thinking about it walking down a street.
What? Oh, are you talking about... Are you kidding me?
Well, look at that music. Man, that is strictly old... You know,
General, don't try to pretend like you're some kind of a new age and hip-hop fan. You know that music as well as I do.
Wait. Margaret was singing that song from...
It's from My Fair Lady on the Street Where You Live.
Yeah, I know all about it. What do you mean? I'm not trying to pretend anything. I would rather be listening to 2 Chainz than some song about a guy going down a street like...
Talk about a girl.
These days, that's called stalking. You understand that?
Are you crazy or something? That song, that is from an era when a man walking on a girl's street meant just that. He was in love with her. He wasn't stalking her.
All right. Well, we can argue this, you guys.
Well, I think it's dirty pool, Phil.
Wait, we can argue this all you want. You talking about the song, what?
You're not listening, are you?
Not really. I'm looking to get the show going.
It's called I Have Often Walked on the D-D-D.
Oh, Jesus.
General, you know something? The way you said that, one would almost think that you are mocking my singing, and you can do that, but remember this and have a care. I performed on Broadway.
Yeah, one of these days I want to find out about that because, you know...
Phil, get him...
All right, you better take it back.
All right, I take it back.
Don't you ever question my credentials. I was on... Yes, I was an understudy, and yes, it was a third or a fourth understudy. Nonetheless, I was on Broadway. Where were you?
Probably over in the NUM. Probably over the...
Look at him, he's getting nervous. He's starting to swallow his own spittle.
You all right, General?
Wait a minute, I'm not nervous about... Hold on for...
General, you all right?
Oh, my God.
Pick him up, bud, will you?
General! General!
Phil, you better get 911.
You'll call him up, Miss Henry?
Hold on. General! I'm only fucking around.
You ass.
That'll teach you to give me shit.
Phil, I demand...
All right, just everybody sit down and calm down and be quiet, please.
That was absolutely uncalled for.
Well, you're sitting there giving me the whole... your life story about walking down the street where...
What are you talking about?
On the street where you live or whatever the hell?
It's a song from My Fair... Would someone fill this nitwit in?
Yeah, Jonathan... So am I, Fair Lady.
Boy, I tell you what, if you see a nitwit, you kick his ass.
Hey.
Thank you.
You know, I'm going to ignore it.
That's the best advice you could probably give yourself right now.
What do you mean, properly?
That you could probably give yourself right now. Anyway, hi, guys. Welcome to the show. The song on the street, where you, that's a nice song.
Yeah, it's a nice song, but I don't want to hear it. Every morning she's always do-do-do-do-do. Sounds like...
Sounds like what? Like a, are you about to offend me? Are you about to tell me that I don't have a beautiful singing voice?
No, I'm not going to say that. Don't. Every morning is some on the street where you live. From, what is it, Camelot?
No, it's from, oh, God, are you wrecked from the neck up? It is called My Fair Lady.
All right, My Fair Lady is the name of it. She was singing a song this morning. And what's your point?
My point is, why can't I say 2 Chainz?
Well, because I think that it is disingenuous.
Well, I think it's disingenuous that you're walking around here singing the street where he lives like you're some kind of a, you know, a Broadway star or something.
I'll say it again, General, and then have a care. I was on Broadway.
Yes, you were, as a third or a fourth understudy.
Whatever.
That is great. That's fine. I think you had a credential from the credential that I've seen.
The credentials,
I mean.
Yes, Margaret, we all know that you've had a fine singing career.
Well, I don't know that. All I know is, you know...
All right, General, please, if you don't mind, Margaret did sing professionally, if it's not to your liking.
I think Margaret's got a great voice. But when she sits there going, oh, you know, don't talk about 2 Chainz.
You don't like 2 Chainz any more than anyone else in this room does, with the possible exception of Bud and Phil.
Well, but I'll tell you this much. I'd rather hear him
than... We already got that you'd rather hear him than her singing on the street where he lives.
On the street where you live.
But who are you talking about, this, Mr. Phil?
Mr. Phil?
No, it's the song, you moron. God, I hate all of you. There are moments when, for just a brief second, I hate everything on Earth. And I just experienced that just now, but it's passed.
Great. So let me applaud that.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry show. I'm just going to arbitrarily take a break here. We'll be back with Bob Bacon. But I got to get out of this, man.
The world-famous Phil Henry show at philhenryshow.com. Hey, y'all, if you go to the Phil Henry Show website, check out the online store for products ranging everywhere from ball caps to hoodies to shot glasses to coffee cups, all the download you ever want in your world. On top of that, keychain. On top of that, T-shirt. On top of that, you got the Rudy Canosa T-shirt. You got the Jay Santos Man, that it never ends. Yes, it's endless fun at the Phil Henry Show website. Go to the online store and buy things, and people will see. They'll see, and then they'll know.
Whatever that means, Jason.
Yeah.
Bob Bacon's got a little bit of traffic for us here this morning. Bob, what's it look like out there on the highways and byways?
Hey, fellow, right now, Bob Bacon here, and I got my bed. I'm fried up and Bob baked. I'd like to go home and bake myself in an oven right now, the way I'm feeling right now. Hey, listen, if you got the septic tank freeway, I'm going to open that up right now in the septic tank. Stinks like a open sewer down there. If you get in the car, you get the family. Have yourself a good time driving down that stinking, rotten sewer thing. The 405 freeway right now, they're going to blow that thing to pieces. I'm so sick to death of doing traffic, I could vomit it up and bluff. Bob Bacon, trap it. From
your true feelings that you... Now, this is a day at the, I should say, for Ed Elcott. This is a special day there.
What?
Well, hold on.
I'm talking to Phil, not you, General.
Okay, well, that's good, because you said...
I'm not really interested in whether any of you clodhoppers, you clowns, you guys with dirt clods for minds... I'm not interested whether or not, never mind.
Yeah, Ed Elcott's going to join us here on the Phil Henry Show. He is at Wampaw University in upstate New York, where they are celebrating the one-year anniversary of the opening of the...
Dead set opening, you know.
Yeah, Phil, this is Ed Elcott, Phil. I heard that just a moment ago and wanted to give a little bit of a correction, if it's possible.
Yeah, I'm not done talking, Ed. That's the whole thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say that Dr. Ed Elcott is with us, and Dr. Elcott is at the opening of the Redeemery, which is 1 year old today. The Redeemery is part of the campus there, right?
Well, yes, the Redeemery is part of the campus here, Phil, but there's a lot more to it than just the opening of the campus. The Redeemery is the place where one is able to go back in time and redeem oneself. Here at Elcott, the next step. And where you could hear the celebration as the Uns are coordinating things.
The Uns are who?
The Uns are the Duds. I guess you called them the clergy that the female assisted the female clerical order of El Gato de Staff. And so that was the people that we... Pardon me, but I've got an allergic reaction.
Notice that your nose sounds stuffed up there, Dr. Elcott.
Well, your voice grew out. Your voice went, Dr. Elcott.
Okay, yeah, his voice did cry. Why do you feel necessary? Your nose is stuffed up.
Well, is it my nose or is it my voice? You guys are going, you bit, do bit.
Dr. Elcott, don't nitpick. We're really up against it here on the show today. Phil is asking about your voice.
That was the, I had a lubricant that was put on me that is it's a lubricant that I have an allergy to.
You got a lubricant put on you? What does that mean?
You were asking me about who's playing the flute. These are Uds. The Uds are the female clerical order of Elcott the Next Step. Now, the Uds are also exist as a way... Hold on for a minute. The Uds is this. I need the dental device. The dental device, please. The Uds exist as a, also as a order for the sexual pleasure of the personally, which is what I am. But they are not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priestly other than manual.
They're not allowed to have, what I'm hearing here is they're not allowed to have any sexual contact with the priestlies other than manual.
And yes, that's correct. And so, what happened is that they'll use a lubricant.
You're getting worse, not better. It's getting worse.
I'm sorry, Vic. I'm paying.
Is this a matter of blowing your nose?
No, it's I need a dental device. A dental device, could you get it?
Well, what has happened?
It's almost like your tongue swelled it up.
That Dickman right there. Give them about the cigar. The tongue has fallen a little bit.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Ed Elcott. I don't know whether we're going to be able to go on with this, Dr. Elcott.
Well, it's very important, Phil, to be due because this is, I said that this is the 1-year anniversary of the Bedeemity. I'm going to hate like live in hell not to be, have at least have you here for the celebration to interview me.
I understand, but you're very difficult to understand. Dr. Ed Elcott with us here from the Redeemery at Wampaw University. This is the 1-year anniversary of the opening of the Redeemery at Wampaw for Elcott the Next Step, which is a religious experience, a religious philosophy, which Dr. Elcott has promoted here on the Phil Hendry website by way of his own podcast. Let me ask you, Dr. Elcott, it's you know, we'll continue the interview, but really what we want to know about is the Redeemery. Why is it such? And also, I wanted to ask Margaret.
Well, yes, we're curious about why they're called the Uns.
Now, that's not... Is that... Did you mean to say nun?
No, I didn't mean to say nun. What I meant to say was Un. The Un in the Redeemery, in Elcott, the next step is though. Phil and Doug and General Shaw and Margaret and Un and Robert... In Elcott, the next step, we look to diminish the ego. And so, in diminishing the ego, the Un is the epitome of diminished ego among the female religious clerical order. The Un represents the diminishment of the female ego.
Of the female ego.
Yeah, right there, yeah. And the Redeemery is a place where, as we mentioned, the reversary is where is your celebration of your redeeming. Redeeming is to go back in time or go backward. So we don't celebrate anniversary, we celebrate reversary.
Yeah, the reversary is something I'm not too clear on.
Well, from what I understand and what I gather, and this is only what I gather,
You do understand or you just gather it?
Well, we're gathering it, but we're not understanding it.
All right, Well, if you've got it, put it down. You know.
Yeah, that's not working on account of the plugged up nose.
My nose isn't plugged up. I got a dental problem.
Yeah, all right. Let's knock off the jokes if we could, and we'll just stick with the facts here.
Yeah, that's fine with me, Phil. I'm just trying to light the mood, you know.
Well, it's very difficult to understand you, Ed.
Hey, well, it's understand. Jeez, is that as difficult to understand you sometimes, General?
Yeah, you know what? I don't doubt that. But I'm not being interviewed right now. You are, my friend. And what we're saying is, you are there at the Redeemery. We don't know what a Redeemery is.
Well, the Redeemery is a mention.
is where one redeems one's originality once the ego has been diminished. You have a reversary, which is the anniversary of when your ego was completely diminished. And you have that here at the Redeemery. Now, this is the one-year anniversary of the opening of our Redeemery here. It's about probably the Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. I wanted to mention that Dr. Elcott has had to move into and got a dental problem because of the...
And who am I speaking with?
This is Jay Carabin. And I'm the head of the Redeemery Public Relations, Press Relations here.
Oh, okay, Jay. Dr. Elcott is having a problem?
Yeah, he had an allergic reaction. Dr. Elcott has moved off into our infirmary, what we call a infirmary here in the Redeemery, and being attended to by one of the... Sister Magdalena? Sister Magnificent? Yes. Is Dr. Elcott? Dr. Elcott would be a little bit better. They're just washing his tunic.
They're washing his tunic.
Yes.
That's interesting.
You're the guy that brought this kooky thing.
Okay, let's have respect for a man's religion.
Oh, yes, I forgot all about that. A man's religion, yeah.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
No, I mean, the General make a good point, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, good for you, General, and that's fine. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have Dr. Ed Elcott with us, who is talking to us about the one-year anniversary of the Redeemery, although he had some kind of an allergic reaction. Okay, I think I...
Stand by.
Well, forgive me, Phil, that I had to go have my tunic washed and I had to have my oral cavity cleansed. Utilized the staving process where one of the uns will perform a continued act of sexual contact with me. But the uns do not have sexual relations. That's valuable.
Well, would you say that the uns are allowed to have manual relations with you? And you said you had an allergic reaction to a lubricant. I can well imagine what it was they were doing.
All right, well.
Yeah, Margaret, you don't have to spell it out.
Well, somebody needs to spell something out.
I agree with Margaret. This is very, very cagey and very coy. But obviously, you had sex with an un, whatever that is.
I told you what it not did, Phil. God damn, you could have disrespect a religion. I told you what the un is.
I'm not disrespecting your religion, man. I'm just trying to figure out here what everything is, okay?
Well, you mean not disrespect my religion bad, you know?
Phil is trying to communicate this to a larger audience.
Yes, well, that night, but it up.
And the unused lubricant on you that you were allergic to.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, and then your mouth got swollen up.
Well, don't sound like your mouth got swollen up.
My mouth, my tongue swollen up in my mouth. My tongue swollen up in my mouth. God damn it, people fucking...
Yeah, okay, Ed, we heard that.
I forgive me, Phil, but it's very tiring trying to talk to a mouth when your tongue is filling the entire cavity of your mouth.
And this is the allergic reaction you had to the lubricant used by the nun.
Not a nun, an un. An un, okay?
Well, yes, an un. I want to ask you a question here, Dr. Elcott. Did you say something recently about your ability to withstand tasing?
Well, that was one of the reasons why, another reason why I come on the program is when I was a young man, I was tased by police. I was beaten, but I tried to get a taser away from a cop, and I got my ass kicked, you know. And so the result of that was that I have a usual high level of...
God damn, you know, this is getting disgusting.
What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say? I had an unusual high level of tolerance for the leveling of...
Yes, that was it. You said you have an unusually high level of tolerance for the leveling of the overlords.
Yes, that's right.
And that's because you were tased as a young man?
But what happened was I stole a carpill. You know that I'm a young man, I'm not a criminal.
Yeah, you had a criminal background, yeah.
Yeah, I stole a car. And then I got tased by a police officer when he got me. What I did was I tried to take the taser away from him, and he said, no can do, and he took it and he butchered me up, right? Well, it pissed me off, there's a question about it. But I'll never forget how he did the goddamn it.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, hi. Dr. Elcott has been... I was leveled once more. Dr. Elcott's suffering from a very bad allergic reaction, and so the others haven't been there. And I'm just,
Are you the gentleman we spoke with earlier?
I don't know. I don't remember talking to you. I've got to get off the phone, though. If I spend too long on the phone... Ow! Ow! Fuck! God damn it! God damn you overlords to hell! I mean...
Bill, we've got to get going, Bill, because the guy's got AIDS. Okay, Gabe.
Okay, Dr. Elcott, great talking to you.
Keep going, Goop.
Dr. Ed Elcott, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounded to me like that. The last guy told the overlord, whoever, who does the leveling over there?
The leveling is done, apparently, by these overlords.
But that's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, that's just wonderful, bud, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, the overlords do the leveling. Now, what I just heard there, though, was one of the guy that we just talked to told the overlord to F it, to shove it.
Yeah, well, to me, it sounds like they've got a real discipline problem going on over there at that Elcott, the next step, or Elcott, the last step, or...
Yeah, it's probably ought to be Elcott, the last step.
Again, don't disrespect a man's religion.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't know how many more of those interviews we can have with that guy, or even have him on the show, because what that guy talks about, where that cat's coming from, everything and nothing about that guy really gives me the creeps. I'm telling you.
And what is that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean what it means. The guy is, like, way out there. And that last thing, he's getting what was the story?
Yeah, apparently he had an allergic reaction.
There was some kind of lube that was being used.
Yes, they were using a lubricant because of what the sexual intimacies that are allowed. It caused his tongue to swell up. And,
Yeah, but what are the uns?
Yeah, the uns. You're not a nun. You're an un, and the reason for that is because you don't have no ego. See?
Boy, you sure don't understand a lot about that, General.
Damn, bro. Well, listen, at least I listen to what the hell's going on. I'm not telling you I understand it, but at least I can communicate the weird, you know, all that weird jazz that they're trying to lay on everybody else.
All right. That having been said, again, we thank you, Dr. Elcott, for your participation in the program today. Jack, we will be right back here at World Famous Phil Henry Show. We got a lot more to talk about here.
Oh, yeah. World Famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California will continue in a moment. Get that work, get that work.
Oh, I like this. This is from The Empire. How's that show doing?
Yeah, Empire. I don't know. Empire. They were really pumping the hell out of that show. I guess it's still.
Yeah. What was that? The show about the hop. The hop hip.
The show about the hip hop. The music business. Yeah. And for the longest time, man, they were spilling track after track after track after track out of that show, and it was obviously an effort to.
Well, it's a way of getting the show promoted.
Yeah. No doubt. But I will just say this, and I don't mean anything. You know, it's nice to hear the music, but, you know, I'd like to hear something else, not just one track after another from Empire, if you don't mind, you know.
Yeah, well, Mr. Henry, you said you thought I was peeing into his caca, you know.
Yeah, I did, Mr. Henry.
Well, you don't have to repeat that on the air, do you?
Oh, so the music sucks, huh?
Well, no, it's not sucks. I mean, there's a...
Well, most of it, you know.
No, not most of it.
Well, Margaret, you and I shouldn't be talking. I like 2 Chainz. And you with that on the street where you...
excuse me, but I stand by my taste in music. Thank you very much. I stand very much by my taste in music. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey, you do that, Miss Gray.
I have often walked down... What are you doing?
Well, I mean...
No, I'm singing now. This is the deal that I have with the show. When I break into song, everything stops.
Margaret...
When I break into song... Get my husband, please.
Oh, come on.
Get my husband.
Diamond Gray, I'm in.
Get my... If you don't, I will.
All right, fine, fine, fine.
I have often walked down the street before. This is something that I'm experimenting with, by the way, Phil, where I like to flat a little bit because I think the flatting... Don't... If you give me that look, bud...
I'm sorry, but you... You know...
You give me that look one more time, I'll reach across this desk and I'll end whatever that is... That's on the top of your head.
That's my face?
Yeah, that's it. I have often walked down the street before.
I got Mr. Gray on line 2 as a Frank Gray.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Frank?
Better than Custer. And what's the problem here?
Frank, I wanted to ask you, isn't it in my deal with the show that I am allowed to, I don't know what you call it. Am I not allowed to, what is it, sing songs right when I feel like singing?
Hold on. Frank, this is Phil.
Yeah.
She is saying that she's got something in her deal that says she gets to sing a song at a minute's notice.
Well, technically, again, I get the deal out. Hey, Curly, get out the deal that my wife has with a Henry show, will you? I want to find out whether he has certain... The deal is... Curly Nelson's here.
Oh, please say hello to him.
Yeah, Margaret says hello, Curly.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, she says hi. The deal that Margaret has with the Henry show here, this says that he is allowed to sing... Okay, right here, yeah, okay, I got it right here. Margaret, probably the first part, second part, third part, isn't it?
Frank, we don't have a lot of time.
All right, well, hold on. Did you call me?
Yes, we did, Frank.
All right, well, then just cool your jets. Who was that? Was that Phil talking?
No, that was Margaret.
Oh, okay. And you're Phil?
Yes!
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Well, come on, Frank.
Who's that?
Three, this is Margaret.
Oh, okay. Hi, honey.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine. Wow.
Okay, so in other words, she gets to sing.
Yeah, well, hold on. He gets to sing. It says you're in a contract with the Phil Henry show that he gets to sing. Even if she is in the middle of talking about something else, if he feels that the song... And, here it says right here, Margaret, she gets to sign off on whatever song it is that you want to sing.
Yes, but if he signs off...
Yes, then you're allowed to sing the song.
All right, so that was me saying we don't have time for it right now.
What a... You know something? That is absolutely uncalled for when I've...
All right, sing the song.
Yeah, you might as well let him sing, Phil. He's got a beautiful voice, you know. There are a great many women in this world, Phil, that can't sing a lick. My wife, man, he sings great.
Okay. Go ahead, Margaret.
Thank you. I have often lost... Never mind. I don't want to sing it.
Yeah, I don't like that song anyway.
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Frank.
Uh-huh. Hey, Curly, put this shit back in the...
Okay,
I have often... I had the wrong key anyway.
Well, you know, look at Margaret, I didn't mean to offend your taste in music.
Well, then don't talk about my taste in music, if you don't mind.
All right. Fine. We have Bobby Dooley. Bobby's going to join us, but Margaret, I wanted to ask you, you had a series of tweets this past week, over the last few days, I should say, referencing Bruce Jenner, and we want to kind of get the background on that before Bobby comes on.
Well, Bobby Dooley is going to discuss what she thought were my inappropriate tweets, and,
Gray, Miss Gray, you went all...
Can we edit that out?
Edit out what?
I had an unfortunate intake of nasal air.
Yeah, it went like this.
Well, you don't do it, you ass and a half.
Yeah, buddy, you don't make it sound worse.
I didn't hear it.
Margaret, nobody heard it.
Well, apparently Dickman did, because he's approximating what, quite frankly, I've heard tapes of myself when that happens. Sometimes I'll go like that.
What, when you're sleeping?
No, when I'm wide awake.
I didn't hear it, and I'm going to have to make a decision here. It didn't happen.
Fine, you take full responsibility?
Yes.
Great. So, Bobby apparently did not like some of the tweets that I made concerning Bruce Jenner. I had said, and I would like to go on the record right now as saying... I felt that Bruce Jenner's sex change may unduly influence other men in Hollywood to do the same. I'm not saying that they would, but I'm saying it might put added pressure on them to do the same. Now, Dooley said that it was uncalled for when I said, and she said...
Yes?
That I said... I forget now.
No, you talk about having a... Yeah, you said, and we better not say...
I said C-word. I didn't use the full four-letter word.
All right. So what did you say?
I said that Bruce Jenner was going to have a... installed.
Yes, that's right. That's what I read.
All right. I then said, will this unduly influence other celebrities to do the same?
Margaret, you understand...
Phil, hold on for a minute.
No. You understand that this is very much a biochemical as well as psychological phenomenon among human beings. The idea that a person psychologically and maybe even biochemically, neurologically is a one gender, but physically is another gender. You understand that this isn't just something you make a decision to go and do.
I understand that. I will not be lectured to.
Well, then, Margaret, what are you trying to talk about with the guy saying...
Slow down, General.
What are you talking about, Margaret, when you say that some guy's going to be influenced by this guy, what's his name, Jenner?
Yes, Bruce Jenner.
What are you talking... Yeah, that's right. I think I'll go out and I'll have a vagina put in, because that sounds real good to me.
Shit.
Now, that sounds kind of weird.
Well, I'm saying, as Hollywood trends go...
This isn't just a Hollywood trend. This is a guy, and quite honestly, if Bruce Jenner is in point of fact... LGBT, or not LGBT, if he is transsexual, or if he's a transgender person.
LGBT, that means lesbian, gay, boy, you're way out there.
Yeah, but that can't be all of those.
I misspoke. If he's transgender, meaning he is he's in need of this surgery, or wants to present as a woman, or whatever it is, this is something that's a profound reality in a person, and they have to be counseled. And,
what do you talk about being counseled?
They're saying that you must be counseled properly before you have this kind of surgery.
That's my understanding, anyway.
Well, all right, well, then Jenner's going through the proper application. Let me tell you one, if this guy was in the Army, man, that'd be way out there. If a guy came to me and said, you know...
Well, General, he's not in the Army.
Well, I'm making the point anyway, if you don't mind. If this guy was in the United States, the military, and he came to me and said, General Shaw... I feel it necessary to tell you that I'm a female and I need to go in and have one put in. I got to have one installed. I'd say, man, are you? And if that happened in combat, if we were in a theater of operations and a guy said to me, you know, I realize that the enemy, there's a lot going on, but I got to get it done, man. I need a vagina and I need it now. I would have that man summarily executed by a firing squad.
Wait a second, man. You talking about?
You heard what I said.
Why would you do that? My God, that would be a hate crime.
No, it's not a hate crime. That guy would be jacking the whole thing up, man. I'm trying to attack the enemy, and this guy's jacking around because he needs to have his wiener removed. God damn it! Yeah, General, I can't take it.
General, why don't you take a walk?
Yeah, like I didn't already think of that.
All right.
I think that what he just said. Well, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for what General saw.
For
what General Shaw just said.
Hold on. I'll speak for myself. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not a bigoted bone in my body. I'm not opposed to any individual's orientation, their race, their creed, their color, the freshness of their breath, certainly the stink or the smell that they emit. None of it matters to me. I'm saying that in the field of operations, in a theater of combat, where I am moving different units, redeploying and displacing, as well as loading up on ammo, and getting, you know, and...
Yes, we understand that. What about it?
What a smartass you are.
Will you come on, General?
Anyway, if one of my men or women came to me and said...
Well, wait a minute. With a woman, it's different.
Yeah, with a woman, they got to have a wiener... They've got to have the wiener basically sewed on.
All right, I don't know how it's done, but if a female came to me and had to have a wiener sewed on...
All right, look it.
Hey, Phil, I'm not done.
Wait. I'm not going to have this discussed like it's the schoolyard. So if you had either a male or a female member of your military unit in operation in the theater, whatever the fuck, and they came to you and they said that they were a transgender person and they wanted to have sexual reassignment surgery...
What the hell? Boy, aren't you all fancy.
That's exactly what it's called, General.
All right, they needed to have sexual reassignment surgery. I'd say to them, well, it better wait, because I'm right in the middle of a firefight, if you don't mind.
And I'm sure that they would say, yes, sir, I just wanted you to know this.
Wait a minute.
No, but what guy going to say that, Mr. Henry?
I don't know, but I think any loyal soldier, no matter what their personal state, is going to have the good of the unit and the good of the...
Well, they better, because I won't stand for it. Some guy comes to me and says, yes, General, I need to have, pardon the expression, Margaret, I need to have a pussy installed and it, or have one attached, or whatever they do. I would say, friend, I'd say, soldier, you've got about 5 seconds to turn around and get back to your unit, or I will take a giant shit on you. Now,
all right, very good, General, we got the speech. God damn.
What bug got up your ass?
Yeah, but then, I mean, you know...
We're not talking about any such situation. We're talking here about Bruce Jenner. Now, Margaret, you saying that... You know, both of you guys need help.
Why are you saying, you know something, Phil, you don't get it?
No, Mr. Jerry, it's all about...
Bud, you all right?
Bud, you okay?
Here, get some water in him, Bud.
Bud, what's wrong, man?
I'm only kidding. I don't care if I did do it. You don't.
All right, that was not funny when the general did it, and it ain't funny with you doing it. You understand me?
Yes, sir. Shit.
Well, Bud, we don't need that kind of a shock.
Even you were all worried about me, Ms. Gray.
I was worried that you were going to stay alive. Oh!
Boy, that's dirty pool.
Are we going to be right back on a world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Bobby Dooley talking about Bruce Jenner and the proposed the reassignment surgery that he will be having. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
Oh, I loved it. Do-do-do. I like this song.
Oh, you are something. You called this girl a slut at one time.
Well, I like her now. I like Sex Metal Barbie. I'd like to include this on my next big CD that's going to be coming out. You know that my... I was helping out Emerelda... Oh, I don't care.
Didn't you help Emerelda with the title of her album?
I call it The Wind, The Secret Voice of the Silent Wind, or something like that. It was a wonderful title, but she basically figuratively wiped with it.
What do you mean?
I sent her an email saying, here's a great title for your album. The Secret Silent, the Deaf Mute, I don't know, something about the spring doesn't say anything as it talks too much or something. Well, she basically sent me send me an email back and said, I'm sorry, but I am figuratively wiping now with your suggestion. And, I still have to use a couple of more sheets, so...
Wow, I mean, that's a...
Well, that's the way she is. She's a two-bit no-count. But I love her dearly.
All right, thank you very much. So, you're now a Marissa Brink fan.
Who's that?
She's the one on that Sex Metal Barbie, right?
Yeah, General, you know all about it.
Well, you guys talk about it morning, noon, and night.
Oh, that's the girl that was singing there.
Yes, that's Marissa Brink. I think she's the reigning goddess now of metal, if not all of rock and roll.
Well, I like that Sex Metal Barbie Homicidal Queen. See, she uses the one note. She hammers away with the one note. And it's almost as if she's hammering away on that note the way a man at one time might have hammered away on, well...
Yeah, hammered away on...
Yes, shut up.
God, Jesus, Margaret.
I'm saying it in light of the sexual context, that's all.
All right.
Well, you always do that. You always go, yay. I mean, what does that mean?
All right, it means I'd like to move past this effed up conversation we're having right now to get Bobby Dooley on the line. Ms. Dooley is... As you all know, she is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. She is also the president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, and she joins us now from her home in Western Estates, California. And Ms. Dooley, my question is, and I understand that it's bath time for you.
Yes, Phil, we're having a little bit of a bath right now, and I do apologize.
Well, we are talking about some fairly serious things here.
I understand that. But again, as I said, I am at present having a bath, and so we'll do the very best that we can in answering your questions. So,
all right, my question is this, Bobby, and it goes like this: you did not like Margaret Gray's comments on Twitter these past few days regarding Bruce Jenner. You said that she was using the C word. You said that she was using the V word. All of it. But I didn't see you tweet about that. Can you tell us...
Well, I was going to tweet about it.
Oh, are you kidding me? Are you gonna make an issue out of the fact that I misspelled?
Excuse me, am I being interviewed, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Phil. It's great to be on your program.
No, I want an answer.
Hold on, Margaret.
Well, is that what you're going to say?
Okay, I'll start all over again. Thank you, Phil, for having me on your program.
So that's how it's going to be, huh?
All right, and once again, thank you, Phil, for...
I demand she answer.
Margaret, I'm interviewing her.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. When I read Margaret Gray's tweets about Bruce Jenner this past weekend, What I saw were actually these last few days. When you say this past weekend, we're actually talking about...
Well, not about a hot water.
I would, but thank you very much, Steve. My husband's here filling my tub, which I understand is something that Frank won't do for you.
Frank does it for me all the time, all right?
It's just that he's not physically able.
All right, are you guys going to be sniping at each other, or are we going to have a conversation?
Yeah, because every time you guys get together...
I'm sorry, Phil. I'll go ahead and talk about it.
And my husband, Frank, does fill my tub, yes.
Well, I'll bet you it's a big tub to fill.
Excuse me, you're a slut, you know that?
You know, it takes one to know one.
Ooh!
Is she walking out?
Margaret.
No, I won't sit still for this.
Did she leave?
Yes, she did.
Well, it takes one to know one.
Ooh!
I would ask her not to do that.
Well, Ms. Dooley, then move on with the point.
I will move on with the point, but she called me a slut. It takes one to know one.
Ooh!
Ask her to shut up.
Okay, Margaret, would you stop?
Is she going to stop? Fuck it. Yes, Steve, you...
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Steve, would you get your wife back?
She's going to be back in a minute. Come on back.
Hey, Dooley, have you learned how to use a phone? What are you, like almost 40?
I learn a phone.
You sound like you got... You sound like you have very, very serious brain damage. You know that?
My wife's over. I'm just nervous, that's all.
Yeah, you're nervous, all right. You're the real nervous type, aren't you?
Yeah, why don't you just calm down?
Calm down? My wife was offended.
Hey, hold on, Steve, okay?
I've told it.
Margaret, you got to stop that or I'm going to throw you out of here.
Well, then why is she allowed?
Just stop it or I'm throwing you out of here.
Fine.
Margaret, you know what? Just show that you're a woman. Show that you're the woman, and that Bobby Dooley, if she's a little tiny, a little itsy-bitsy girl, then she's the little itsy-bitsy girl. You know?
Say that again.
You should never mind.
All right. See if we have Ms. Dooley back on the... Who's in the bathtub, Steve?
My wife's in a bathtub right now. Told him all about it.
Okay. Can she talk to us?
Funny, I want to talk.
I will not talk to you.
I apologize. Tell your wife I apologize.
Mark Gray apologize.
You apologize for calling her a slut?
You apologize calling her the slut?
I apologize for calling her a slut, yes.
All right.
Okay, well, I guess that makes me a little child out there. And
well, you know, frankly, Bobby, it does, yes.
Okay, thank you.
She dropped the phone. Oh, she's going to drop the phone in the refrigerator, you know.
I'm not in a refrigerator. It's called a bathtub.
I mean, yeah, that. You got to drop the phone in the bathtub, Mr. Henry. I don't know what to do.
Would you just have her get back on the phone?
Here.
I'm on the air under protest.
What was the complaint? Be quiet, Margaret. What was the complaint about Ms. Gray's tweets?
She had tweeted out, and I actually kept the tweet. I wrote it down. It went like this. She wanted to say, Bruce Jenner is going to influence a lot of men into getting a cunt installed. I'm doing the Margaret mumble, if that's all right.
Well, you're doing it badly.
Well, that's the only way I know how to do it. But that's what she wanted to say. What she wound up actually tweeting was, Jenner, he gonna get C-word, gonna get it installed.
Oh, you're a lying sack of horse shit. You know that?
Goodbye.
Yeah, she just dropped it in the water. Dropped it in the water again, Mr. Henry.
What in the hell is wrong with you, Margaret?
What?
Why would you say such a thing?
Yeah, but Bobby, you want to come back on?
Get out of the studio, please.
Fine, gladly. I don't want to be a part of this program.
Ms. Dooley, she's gone.
Yeah, she's gone, Bobby.
I have never, ever had anyone call me such names in my life. Mr. Henry.
Bobby.
In my life. My husband is here. My boys could be listening. I am the president of a homeowners association. I am a woman who is held in great and very high esteem. Last night at our homeowners association meeting, people showed photographs of me in the Kookaroo parking lot. I was engaged in oral sex with a number of the men that tried to pick me up in the Kookaroo. And so to get them off my back, I went ahead and did it in a parked car. Well, this was paraded in front of all the homeowners last night as if to say I'm some kind of a slut. So I've been called this.
Wait a second, Dooley. Are you trying to tell...
I'm not done, General.
Bobby, we're not going to go any further with this, all right? You know, you're proving Margaret's point by everything you're saying.
Yeah, talk about going down on a guy in a kookagoo.
I didn't say kookagoo. Is that Dickman man?
Yeah, it's Bud Dickman.
It's Bob Dickman.
No, it's Bud Dickman.
Then Bud Dickman. He's Bud Dickman.
All right, well, I heard what you just said, going down on a man in the kookaboo. You're turning this into a frivolous exercise for mental deficient. It's almost as if your mind is so atrophied and has so shriveled up into nothingness that you need to exercise it. You need to give it some sort of, I don't know, a gymnastic. Sort of stretch it and bounce it like it's a basketball. Why don't you take your brain out of your skull and bounce it like a basketball?
Yeah, she got back in the tub, Mr. Hendry.
Well, who was in the tub splashing around?
That was me.
She was in the tub, and
now she's back in.
All right, I don't think there's any reason to go on. I think you said it. You thought that Ms. Gray had tweeted something sort of in bad grammar. This has turned into a far worse thing than I could possibly imagine, because you guys are sitting here, you know, you guys are discussing things and insulting each other in a far worse way, you know? Ms. Dooley? Steve?
Yes, sir, Mr. Henry.
Where's Bobby Dooley?
Bobby, you mean my wife?
Yeah, your wife.
Oh, she walked out of here about 20 minutes ago. I had a recording of her here. Of course.
And so that's what I think.
Yeah, I have this recording because it...
May I come back in?
Yes.
You see how these people toy with you?
I don't blame them at all. She came on...
Oh, Phil.
No, she came on this program...
Phil, you know, Margaret, why don't you listen to Phil?
She came on this program to point out something about your tweets. I thought she was going to take exception to you saying that Bruce Jenner is going to influence a whole generation of Hollywood stars to get a quote-unquote vagina installed. Instead, she was simply making a point about bad grammar.
Well, she did not inform me of that. All through the last few days, she was saying, oh, I'm going to make a real monkey out of you. She'd call up late at night with the whole, you know.
Yeah, what is that?
She was doing chimpanzee effects, Robert.
You know, the chimpanzee effects she used, what I thought talking about was...
What?
She used a chimpanzee effect.
All these people calling each other in the middle of the night, Steve Bozell and the Erica Dorton issue. I've got this Dooley and her husband both calling at all hours of the night and playing these orangutan sound effects.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
She's saying that I'm making a monkey out of... What do you mean, what is it supposed to mean?
You know something, I'll tell you what. For supposedly sophisticated adults, especially you, Margaret, giving me your whole background... Talking about your time in show... What are you looking at my mouth for?
I'm just watching you stumble over what... And there's spittle.
Let me look. Oh, yeah, Phil, you got spittle on your mouth.
You act and sound like a child sometimes.
And let the record show you just belched.
Yeah, you did, Miss Henry.
You really? I didn't know that I belched. How about that? Thank you. I'm going to hire you, Robert, and you too, Margaret. I'll hire both of you guys to follow me around all day long and tell me when I belch.
Fine, if the money's right.
All right, have you got any of that coming my way?
No, I don't. All right,
Yeah, Mr. Henry, they're yanking it and cranking it.
Well, we're trying to show you you're taking things far too seriously. Isn't that Dub Taylor?
Oh, my God, it is. It's a very young Dub Taylor. You know, Dub Taylor...
Never mind about Dub Taylor, okay?
What show is that?
This is Asphalt Jungle.
All right, folks, we're going to go now. I guess we got to watch Asphalt Jungle.
How are you spelling ass? I'm kidding around, okay? Can we lighten the mood here a little bit?
Hey, wait a minute. That's Eric Fleming. The guy that was on Rawhide, and now there he is answering a phone, and...
No, it ain't. I'm going to just tell you this much. I think that you and Bobby Dooley, of all the people that I know, of all of the people that I know, or that I have known, or that I will know, or that I was going to know, or that I'd want to know...
Yeah?
You two guys get into some of the most childish bullshit arguments that I've ever seen in my life. And I think that it's got to cease. It's got to stop, and it's got to stop now. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.